Here comes a wagon, a peddler and the elixir. Rolling fortune and tin and porcelain, banging the sides to fixer. And a broken heart, oh her life, for what's left over. Hard to believe the wooden contraption was climbing slower than a grizzly molasses. Pulling wolf pups up a hill in freezing snow, we'd scratch this patch of spotted sunlight for a century or so. Maybe two. See grandpa, mommy, and all the kids lost track ever since dear old dad got the company sack and done ran off with the payroll woman named Miss Chanteuse and several gallons of that snake oil blues. Came in brown bottles, screamed out the air. I popped the cork by itself even if you weren't there. So you hid in a cooler with coins of gold, like white lightning, opium's tinctured, folded and rolled up in small bundles of powder that smelled rank and skank, and some of it tied to a rope lower down a well tank. Claims of honorary beneficial eyesight to the blind and a general well-being to all the likes of mankind. That is, if you had enough sand to carry it off, and a pull of that sauce would make your skeleton cough. But it was worth it in the end. And dove off the cliff flying, removing misery, pain, nerve-wracking and crying. That is, unless you took too much and sucked up the hair of the dog that was lying bottomed up in a bubble, carrying deathly misfortune of 40 weight snake oil trouble. Daddy didn't make it, but mama dear, she begged us never to cry off the lid. Managed to grow up in the absence of love, but we had snake oil seemingly sent in its place from above. Ooh.